not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. Lord, bless the reading of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you. I can't speak for anybody else here this morning. Amen. But I have been encouraged. Amen. Because of my relationship with God. Amen. At one time in my life, I was scared. Amen. Come on, somebody. I come from a background of looking over my shoulder. Amen. Constantly. Amen. Because I grew up there in Southern California. Amen. Where gangs and drugs and that crazy lifestyle, that was just, you know, that was an average, that was the norm out there, amen. That was the norm, and if you weren't a part of that, amen, then it's over there, it's like normal. Come on, somebody. Yeah. When you just grow up and you know this right here, this move right here, look. That's like it's a reaction that you build. Because you're looking over your shoulder for the cops. You're looking over your shoulder because of a rival gang member. You're looking over your shoulder if you're a mother because, you know, you never know out there. Amen. There are drive-bys going on. There's gang activity taking place. So you're always looking over your shoulder. Amen. And I remember, amen, that I was a part of that. I grew up in that lifestyle. Amen. And you know, not only that, not only being scared because of, you know, being afraid because of being shot at or jumped or you never knew what was going to happen. Come on, somebody. But I was also one that was scared of heights. Come on, somebody. Amen. I always told myself that I would never get on an airplane. Amen. I would never get on an airplane because I was scared of heights. Amen. Is anybody else here? You scared of heights? Come on, somebody. Right? Or, you know, or I was even scared to get on the roller coasters. Come on, somebody. Right? Amen. I was scared to get on the roller coasters. Amen. And just because I was a scaredy cat. Come on, somebody. But and the reason why is because I always, you know, even as a child, I heard about heaven and hell. Come on, somebody. Right? So I didn't want to die. Come on now. And I knew I wasn't living right. And I didn't want to die, and I didn't want to go to a place, amen, called hell, amen. And so, but I remember giving my life to Jesus. Over 10 years ago, I gave my life to Jesus, amen, and God took the fear away. Come on, somebody. God removed the fear, and God removed, amen. The Bible says that, you know, God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind, amen. You don't got to be afraid, amen, when you walk the streets at night. You don't got to be afraid, amen, of what's going to happen if I die, amen, if you gave your life to Jesus. You don't got to worry, amen, if the plane falls down. Come on, somebody, because you know where you're going. You know where you're headed. Huh? Amen. Maybe some people here might be still battling with some fear. Amen. God can deliver you. Amen. Amen. God can set you free. Yeah. Amen. But God has also given me, amen, encouragement. You know, whenever I would feel down and out, whenever I was lonely, whenever I was, amen, just, you know, going through it, going through depression, going through a hard time in life, amen, you know, I have been encouraged through Jesus, amen, encouraged through the body of Christ, encouraged through my leaders, telling me, don't worry, it's going to be okay, amen, let me pray for you, let me lay hands on you, amen, you're going to be all right, you'll get through this trial, amen, you're going to get through the tribulation, amen, you're going to get through this season, everything is going to be okay, because you got Jesus in your life.
Come on now, amen.
Encouragement, amen. Because of Jesus, because of the body of Christ, we're able to lift one another up, amen. Yes. Huh? If you have, the Bible says, if you have any comfort from His love, huh? Amen. God's love is so powerful. God's love is so powerful. We often say that we're looking for love in all the wrong places. Huh? Whenever you hear us testifying, that was because we were out there and we were lost and we had a void in our heart. Come on, somebody. We had a void and we were trying to fill that void with going to the club. You try to fill fill that void, amen, with a 40 ounce of King Cobra. Amen. You try to fill that void, amen, smoking the longest blunt you could ever roll in your life. That was me, amen. You try to fill that void, amen, you know, with that guy. You try to fill the void with that girl. You try to fill that. You try to stuff whatever you could, whatever junk the world had to offer you. You try to fill that void with it. But I want to let you know that there ain't nothing like Jesus. Amen. Fill that void with Jesus and watch what happens. Amen. You'll never have to fill it again. Amen. And I'm here to let you know that Jesus is good, that God is good this morning. Huh? If any comment sharing in the Spirit. Oh, I thank God for all those times, amen, those Holy Ghost prayer meetings, amen, where we would just get into the presence of God, amen, and the Spirit of God will come upon our life mightily, amen, in a way that you never felt before, amen. Have you ever operated in the Spirit while you're out there on the streets and you're passing out flyers, amen, and you're getting on that bullhorn and you know you can't speak, you know, amen, but when the Holy Ghost comes upon your life, oh, and you start, God gives you courage, and you start, come on, you start blasting because of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You're filled with the Holy Spirit. You're witnessing. You're talking to a loved one, a young man, a young woman, your daughter, your son, and you're telling them about Jesus. Amen. And you know, you don't even know, come on, somebody, half of the word. Amen. You don't have any scriptures memorized, but then it just starts coming out.
Amen.
And that's because of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit. And so, and then also it says, it talks about the tenderness and compassion. Amen. Maybe you were once an individual that you had no compassion. Come on, somebody. Someone would be, you know, getting robbed right in front of you. And, you know, there was no compassion there. Somebody was dying right in front of you. And you would look at them and then you could just keep on walking by. Amen. It's like the account within the Gospels. Amen. To where, you know, there was a hurting person and then the Good Samaritan came by. Huh? Have you ever read that story in the Bible? Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people, they instead of walking by and saying, "Hey, are you okay? Is everything all right?" Amen. You know, they would walk across the street and, right? Come on, somebody. Right? But God has given you compassion. Amen. God, I thank God because He is, man, through the experience of my relationship with God, I have, come on, amen. God has done great miracles within my life. He softened my hard heart. He gave me a burden for the hurting people of the world. Amen. I've been directing, come on, the men's home, amen, for the last five and a half years. Amen. And God has given me a heart for the drug addict. God has given me a heart for the gang member. God has given me a heart for the lost mother and the lost daughter out there. Amen. And I thank God for this vision. And I thank God for my relationship with Christ. Huh? And so here, amen, the Bible says, you know, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Do you value people here this morning? That's the question. Do you value souls? Amen. Do you value lives? Amen. Do you value broken families? Do you value marriages? Do you value your children? Do you value, amen, people? Because they got souls. Huh? And those souls, amen, you know, if they don't have Jesus, come on, somebody, we know the end of the story. And so I just want to talk to you a little bit about today. Amen. I want to talk to you in the area of creating a legacy of hope in the inner city of the world through your giving this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Through your giving.
Good.
Amen. I knew I wasn't going to get an amen except from Urban. Come on, somebody. Amen. Why? Because, amen, we back each other up. Amen. Come on, somebody. Nobody else says amen, then I know that Irvin will say amen. Irvin will get excited because, amen, we know what it feels like to get behind this pulpit, amen, and preach a message on giving. It's not easy. It's not easy. Come on, somebody. But it's okay because we can do it. Amen. Why? Because we give. Amen. You know, we give. We don't practice what we preach, but we preach what we practice. Come on, somebody. Amen. We gave our first fruits. Amen. We're faithful givers, tithers, Amen. Kingdom builders. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Amen. Well, we know how to lay it down.
That's right. Amen.
Why? Because, amen, we've been taught.
That's right.
How we've been taught. But creating a legacy of hope. Creating a legacy of hope. And that's what's been taking place for the over 50 years within Victory Outreach, my friend. Amen. We have been creating hope, amen, in people's lives. That's amen. Right, we have been creating hope in those that are hopeless.
Yes.
Huh? And see, so for more than 50 years, God has been restoring hope through the ministry of Victory Outreach all over the world. Amen. All over the world. When people said it could never be done, God proved them wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
When they used to say, and not only did he prove them wrong, amen, but he kind of did it in your face by doing it with the foolish things of the world.
Come on,
somebody.
Right.
He used you. He used me.
Come on,
somebody. Nobody would ever thought that you would be telling them about Jesus. Nobody would ever thought that you would be inviting them to church. Nobody ever, you were the least person they would have thought, come on, somebody, that would be telling them about Jesus. The foolish things of the world. I was one foolio. Come on, somebody. There's a lot of foolios. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And, Joe reminded me the other day, we were talking about, you know, when I first met him, Joe Rico right here, he was running around Grand Prairie, lost, amen, saying that he was jogging and working out, amen, but really he was high on a kite, he was high on meth, and he was out there, and he was just like, you know, I'm working out, and his eyes were this big, and right, and many, Brother Irvin, amen, a guy from the home, amen, they found him walking across Park Road. He was high as a kite looking for dope, amen, and they told him about the men's home, amen. We have Brother Art right here. Brother Art, we found him sleeping behind the building underneath, amen, some trash. Come on, somebody. Amen. Many of the guys in the home. Amen. Brother Akon, you thought you were going to get away. Come on, somebody. Amen. I found him over there at Church's Chicken. Come on. Drunken in a skunk walking around. Amen. Saying, you know, knocking on the window of Church's Chicken. Say, give me some food. I'm hungry. And we had just went. And I was like, you know, because they donate chicken to the home all the time. And so, you know, I had all the chicken. Come on, man. They didn't have no more chicken left. And I said, hey, brother, guess what, man? If you get in the van with me, I'll give you some chicken. Holy Ghost set up. Come on, somebody. He got in the van, and then we took him to the home, and that was, what, 5 months ago? 6 months ago? Who would have ever thought? Come on, man. Amen. But God, amen, God is rescuing people that were hopeless, that were down and out. Amen. Does anyone know what it feels like to be hopeless? If anyone knows how what it feels like to be hopeless, I believe it's Victory Outreach. I believe it's us, amen. We've been there, amen. We come from a broken family. We come from drug addiction. We come from homelessness. We come, amen, from fighting. Come on, fighting out there on the streets, lost. And we come rough around the edges.
That's right. Huh?
Have you ever heard, you know what hopelessness sounds like?
Come on.
What? Huh? You will never change.
Oh, my.
Come on.
Hopeless.
Yeah.
How many heard that, huh? Maybe your mom told you that. Maybe your dad told you that. Yes. Maybe a friend, someone told you that. Hey, man, he will never change. He's gonna die a meth addict. He's gonna die a heroin addict. If they're out there, they're lost. There's no hope for them. I don't know what. He tried AA. He tried NA. We tried to put him in counseling. We tried to do all that, but nothing worked. They even tried locking him up and throwing away the key, but he's still getting high in prison. My God. Praise the Lord. See, here this morning, you will never change. That's what it sounds like. You will die a drug addict. You will die an alcoholic. Your marriage will never get better. Your son deserves to be in prison all his life. Your husband will never change. Once a junkie, always a junkie. That's what hopelessness sounds like. Amen. See, here this morning, amen, you know, that's what hopelessness sounds like. Huh? But how many know that Jesus came to give us hope?
Yes.
Jesus came to give us hope. See, hopelessness is part of the devil's language.
Yeah. Huh?
He's a liar.
Yeah.
Huh? And sometimes we believe that. We believe that we're going to stay the same. We believe that we'll never get off drugs. We believe that we're going to be gang members of all our lives. We believe that stuff, my friend. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
I'm here to proclaim to you today that you can change, that your daughter can change, that your son can change, that they can get saved, that they can serve God. Amen. That you can serve God all your life, that you can graduate the men's home, that you can graduate the women's home. Amen. That you can serve God from the gang at an early age, amen, and grow up and never experience what it's like to get high, never experience what it's like to go to a club. Why? Because the ministry of Victory Outreach, amen, and knows how to keep them plugged in. Hopelessness. See? You know, the devil tries to get us to believe all that. But Victory Outreach, we've been creating a legacy of hope in the inner city. They told Pastor Sonny, you know, once a junkie, always a junkie. That was a normal thing to say back then. Amen. That was normal because it was true. Amen. Because they were overdosing all the time. You know, right there in New York City, Pastor Sonny was there. And he was lost and he was bound on heroin. Amen. And nothing could change him. He would always be getting in trouble. He would always be getting high. Amen. But one day, somebody told them about the love of Jesus. And then somebody named David Wilkerson and Nikki Cruz, amen, they had a place that they can go and have an experience with God, amen, and that was over 50 years ago. And today I want to let you know, amen, that we have been doing the same thing, amen. We got a men's and women's home, amen. We got my pastor, amen, Pastor Francisco, he went through the men's home, amen. Brother Irvin went through the men's home. I went through the men's home. Amen. Why? Because there is hope.
Come on. Amen. Yes, there is.
It says it in our, amen, it says it in our mission statement.
Come on now. Yes.
That we reach the hurting people around the world, amen, with the message of hope and the plan of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Huh? Without, amen, see, many people find themselves in a case of hopelessness until they find Jesus. Until they find Jesus. Right. See, without Jesus, this world is truly hopeless.
Right.
If you really think about it, if you really, really think about it, without Jesus, this world is truly hopeless. Because we are hanging over eternity. You might be prospering right now. Amen. Or not you guys, but you know, people in the world that don't have Jesus. They might be prospering. They might be out there, having finances, being rich, or you know, having no problems with their marriage or anything. But even if they're okay now, they're not going to be okay later. Amen. If they never receive Jesus in their life, because we are hanging over, amen, eternity, my friend. And without Jesus, amen, we know that we can't make it to heaven. You have to have a relationship with Jesus.
Right.
See, and we have no clue of when it's our time. We don't have a clue. We don't know. We can't say, okay, well, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to go. I'm going to be like Enoch. I'm going to take a walk and I'm going to go with God. I'm never going to come back.
Come on now.
Yeah, you can't say that. Amen. You know, the Bible says here that, you know, that every man is appointed to die once. Amen. The Bible says that tomorrow is not promised to no man. Amen. So my advice to you here this morning is give your heart to Jesus. Amen. That's the best thing that you could ever do in your life.
Amen.
See, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes, do you believe in Jesus this morning?
Yeah.
That whoever believes in him should not perish.
Yes.
Perish. That word perish there is powerful. If you look it up in the Greek, amen, forgive me if I don't say it right, come on now. The word perish is a pulomi. Come on now, I'm not a Greek scientist, amen. It says in Greek, and it stands for this, our Greek teacher, stands for destroy, to destroy utterly. destroy utterly. No, come on, and that's the type of destruction, that's the type of death. The Bible says in Romans, amen, that you know, the wages of sin is death.
Yes, yes,
huh?
Yes.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. But that death that it's talking about, it's not talking about a physical death, it's talking about a spiritual death. Amen. That death right there, amen, you will not, Jesus is not going to resurrect you from that death. Huh? He might be able to resurrect a person, amen, that just physically died, amen. Maybe they overdosed, because if you read the book Treasures, couple pages, amen, that Sister Julie's brother, that he died, that he OD'd, died, amen, and that his aunt was praying for him over the phone, and that he came back to life.
Yeah, he did.
Huh? See, but the death that I'm talking, the death that the scripture, John 3:16, is talking about perishing, is about, you know, if you don't believe in Jesus, if you don't give your heart to Jesus, then my friend, you're going to perish. And that means that you ain't going to come back. Right. See, that word there, the first part of that word, apo, means away from me. The second part of that word, amen, means to destroy violently, completely, permanent, absolute, cancel out, remove, amen. And those are the words that we don't want to hear from Jesus, amen. Whenever we die, amen, we don't want to go before the Lord and hear, you know, away from me, I never knew you. But we want to hear what? Well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into thy rest. How many want to hear that here this morning?
Yeah.
See, that's the message of hope, that if you believe in Jesus, that if you give your heart to Jesus, that if you confess that Jesus is Lord, and you open up your heart, and you say, come into my life, change me. I'm tired of doing things myself. I'm trying to make it work on my own. I'm tired of all these things. If you haven't tried Jesus, you should try Jesus.
Amen, amen.
But thank God for the gospel.
Amen.
I said, thank God for the gospel.
Amen.
Do you thank God for the gospel?
Yes.
The good news.
Come on.
The good news.
Oh yeah.
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news.
Amen.
Who brought you the good news this morning? Amen. Hey, come on, somebody, if you're here and you haven't heard good news in a long time, I want to let you know that there is some good news today.
Yeah.
Amen. This morning, Jesus is alive.
Yeah.
Amen. He is not dead, but he resurrected from the dead. Amen. I got some good news for you. Amen. Maybe if you're struggling with an addiction, maybe if you're down and out, maybe if you're lonely in life, maybe if your marriage is on the rocks, my friend, maybe if you're suffering with depression or loneliness, maybe if you got a son or daughter and they're out there and they're lost, amen, with no hope, I want to let you know that today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and all they got to do is just give their life to Jesus here this morning. See, there is good news, amen. See, now I want to tell you the difference of hope, amen, in a worldly way and in a biblical way.
Come on, it's good.
Hope is this. Hope is commonly used to mean a wish. That's the worldly hope. Huh? That's worldly hope. It's a wish. And its strength is this. Its strength is the strength of the person's desire. Their desire. So in other words, if they have no desire, come on somebody, then you know they have no hope.
That's right.
Huh? Their wish, right? Oh, I wish that, you know, my son will, you know, get off of drugs. I just wish. But how about if their desire is just, you know, they have no desire. They tried everything. They tried everything. Right? Job, man, you know, hearing his parents, they would say that, you know, that he tried different rehabs, that they would pay money to get this guy to go into a rehab, amen, and nothing would work. He would get out, he would get a little certificate, and then all of a sudden, you know, the next day, he was back out there at the trap house.
Yes.
So you would think that their hope, you would think that their desire to see that for their wish, that it would run out,
right? That's right.
Okay, now let me tell you about the hope that's biblical, amen. The hope that's biblical, a Christian's hope from the Bible is the confident expectation of what God has promised.
Come on.
Huh? The confident expectation of what God has promised.
Amen.
If you open up the Word of God, amen, there are promises in the Word of God. Amen. There are promises, like a promise for, amen, me and my household shall serve the Lord. Come on. How many want your family to serve Jesus? Amen. You know that if you delight yourself in the Lord, that He will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Now, if your desire is for your family to be saved, if your desire is to change, amen, I want to let you know that all you got to do is delight yourself in Jesus. All you got to do this morning, amen, is just be happy and be content, amen, where Jesus has you.
Amen, amen. Yes.
And you know the strength of that? The strength, amen, and its strength of a godly hope is His faithfulness. Oh, God is faithful. God is faithful, church. God is faithful. If the Bible says that He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That Jesus, come on, the same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is the same power that is available to you and I. Amen. So whenever you find yourself in a rut, whenever you find yourself in a pit, whenever you find yourself down and out, all you gotta do is get on your knees and cry out to Jesus. Oh, and that hope and that power that resurrected Jesus is the power that will come upon your life. It's the encouragement that will come upon your life to pull you up out of that mess. Woo, come on, somebody. See, therefore, it's important, that we keep hope alive in Victory Dallas Grand Prairie.
Amen.
That we keep hope alive.
Amen.
That we keep it alive. And it'll never, amen. God, the hope of Jesus, come on, somebody, will forever live. Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says that His mercies endureth forever.
Yes.
His mercies endureth forever. So if you're here, I don't know who this is for, amen. And maybe you backslid, or maybe you think you failed God, or maybe you gave up on serving God, amen. But you still got breath in your lungs here this morning. Oh, His mercy endureth forever. Jesus, forgive. All you gotta do is say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Jesus, I need you. Cry out to God, amen, and God will revive you. God will rejuvenate you. God will raise you up again. God will give you the power of the Holy Spirit, my friend. God will give you encouragement. God will give you faith. Huh? Here this morning. See, therefore, the reason for our giving, it's important, our giving, is to give hope. Because that's what we do. That is our job. Yeah. The Bible says to go ye and make disciples. Amen. Have you ever read that scripture? Amen. Have you ever heard that verse before? To go ye and to make disciples. Amen. Of every corner of the world.
Yes.
So we want to fulfill that.
Amen.
We want to fulfill that. See, but I'm here to let you know that's what you're giving towards.
Yeah.
That is what you're giving towards here this morning. That is why you're faithful in your tithes and your offerings. That's why we're doing kingdom building. We can care less about the building. My God, the church, the people we are the church. Come on, somebody. Amen. We are the church. And you know, we'll go outside and we'll have service outside if we had to. Amen. But I wonder how many of you will show up?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, hello.
Come on.
In the rain.
Come on.
Would you show up? Amen. Some people struggle coming into church. Amen. And we're in a building. Come on now. We got heating. We got AC. We try to make it comfortable for you. We try to get the lights. And we try to do all that we can. The smoke and the whistles and the bells. Amen. With good worship. And we try to give you a great experience.
Yes.
But still, some people, they seem not to, right? Come. Amen. But how many know that it's okay because God is going to build His church?
Yeah.
God. Amen. And some people, they when it comes, whenever we preach about money, they want to get funny.
Right.
They don't. Whenever we preach about change, they want to get strange. Amen.
Come on,
amen. The last thing to get sanctified is your wallet. Hello, somebody, and a person, and an individual.
Come on now.
But see, it's important, and I want to break it down for you a little bit, amen.
Come on.
See, if you're a Christian that don't go to the streets, when we say go to the streets, that means evangelizing. Yeah. If you don't evangelize, if you're not involved in any ministries, if you don't serve, amen, in any ministries or in any shape, form, or fashion, amen, giving your tithe, amen, is the least that you can do. Giving your finances is the least that you can do. Amen. As Christians, the Bible says in Romans that we are called to be a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Holy and pleasing to God. I don't know if I can be holy, amen, if it wasn't for the church.
Oh my, come on now.
I really don't. I don't know how them Christians do it, that, you know, they're out there and they're kind of like they don't get plugged into a church, but they just, you know, serve God at home by themselves, amen, with TD TV. Come on, somebody. Right, with Joel TV, amen. And so I need the encouragement from my pastor. Amen. I need the encouragement from my brothers and my sisters. Amen. I need the discipleship. Amen. You can't disciple me from a TV. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I thank God, amen, that there was a place that I can get plugged into. Amen. See, as Christians, God desires for us, amen, to give him our time. Three things. Our time, our talent, and our treasures. Your time, your talent, and your treasures. Your time, your talent, and your treasures. What are you giving him this morning? Are you giving him your time? Are you giving him your talent, your gifts? Because everybody at least got one gift. Come on, somebody. Amen. Yeah. Some of you guys got a lot of gifts. Amen. Yeah. You know, I wish I had the gift like Sean. Amen. Come up here and sing. Tonsils of gold. Amen. Yeah. I wish I had the gift. Amen. To get on them drums. Come on, somebody. Woo. Amen. Brother, amen. He did good on them drums. Amen. I wish I could play. Right. I wish I could get on this piano right here and get down. Right. But I can't. I don't have that gift.
Come on. Huh? That's right.
You know, but the gift that I do have. Amen. Right. I give it fully.
Amen.
I give it fully. God has given me a gift to preach. And I don't just preach behind this pulpit. Amen. Ask somebody that knows me. Amen. I'll go out there on the highways and the byways. I'll flip over a trash can. I'll get on a bullhorn. I'll preach any way I can. I'm a preach. Because I got hope. Because I got the victory. Because I know a man named Jesus that changed my life. Because I have a testimony. Because God turned my life around. My friend, and I am grateful. I'm grateful that Jesus changed my life. So I want to let people know about the good news.
Yeah.
So I use my gift, amen. I give them my treasure, right? I give them my finance, my tithes, my offerings, my kingdom builder, amen. You can ask the girls, amen. The office, right? I've been telling them, hey, where's my brick?
Come on now.
Come on, I gave my kingdom builders. Come on, where's my brick at? Put my brick up there. Right? Amen. And so, you know, I get my first fruits. Amen.
Yes.
See, now think about it like this. Amen. Tithes. Say it with me. See, tithe. And offerings. See, now let's break it down a little bit, okay? The tithe is, that's the starting point. That's the starting point. Amen. That God, you know, because when we first come into the church, we learn how to be a tither, right?
Right.
We learn how to be a tither, and from there, amen, you start giving your offerings, and then you start giving, you know, United We Can, amen. It's like levels that you take, you get on. That's why it's important, amen, to give your United We Can.
That's right.
Amen. And then, you know, that's like the foundation of a Christian's giving. Okay? Amen. And so, you know, Let's break it down. Amen. Let's say an individual gets paid $10 an hour. They get paid $10 an hour. They work 40 hours a week. Amen. And they make $400 before taxes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Until the government taxes you. Come on, somebody. That didn't shut down, right? Hello. Right? Amen. They kept on pulling finances out of your check. Amen. Huh? But, you know, and you can't do nothing about it. Right? But so 10% of that, a tithe of $400, and then we could even get more, a little bit more, talk about, you know, the net and the gross.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. Some of you guys, some people, they tithe right off of the net, right? After the government takes out your tithes or their taxes, amen, then you give 10% from that, amen? But, you know, we got to learn how to be a people that we tithe from the gross.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But look, think about it like this. Amen. You know, so that's only $40 for a tithe, right? Yeah. $40. And then we come up here and then we talk about, hey, you know, let's give the Lord our tithes and our offerings. Amen. Let's be faithful. You know, let's be faithful of our tithes and our offering because you worked hard for it. How many of you work hard for your money? Amen.
Amen.
You work hard for your finances. Come on, somebody, right? We work hard, amen? And so the Lord, all he requires of us is just to give 10%. Huh? Just a 10%. And you might say, well, how does my $40, how is that going to help, amen? Well, your $40 off of your $20, off of your $1,000, amen? After your, come on, it all adds up, amen?
Yeah.
And we're able to pay the light bill. Come on, somebody, right?
Amen.
Amen. We're able to pay, amen, the rent, amen?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So it helps out, amen? But now, if that's just your finances, now, but if you think about it, if, you know, because one person told me this, amen, they told me this, that, you know, God doesn't want our money, God wants our time.
That's right. Well,
and I thought about it, and I said, that's true, yeah. That's true, amen, right, that's true. But, okay, so if I think about it, and so whenever it comes down to, you know, let's say, now let's break it down like this, you work 40 hours a week,
yeah.
Right? This is just an example. 40 hours a week. Amen. Tithe off of that. What's the tithe off of that? Four.
Yeah, right?
Four. So in reality, out of them 40 hours, you're only giving God four hours. A half a day's work.
Wow,
that's all you're giving. That's all we're giving to the Lord. 10%. Amen. Someone's a little math for you here this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. Right? And so, you know, and the rest you get to keep.
Yeah, man.
Come on. Give the Lord some praise. Amen. God is not, he's not like the government. He's not taxing you. Come on, somebody. Amen. The Bible says you store your riches in heaven.
Yeah.
Store your treasure in heaven, my friend, here this morning. So if you even, now if you break it down, amen, like this, that's okay. 4 hours a week, right, that you're giving to the Lord, your tithe. Amen. And then you give them 2 hours on Sunday. Come on, somebody. It's about 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
You come to church on Sunday. That's 2 hours. And then some of you guys, you come to Friday night service. You're giving him another 2 more hours of your time. Amen. And then, and then maybe you go to life group, right? That's about an hour and a half. So if you add all that up, it's about 9.5 hours that you have given Jesus.
Amen.
You've given him almost 10 hours of your week. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
10 hours, amen.
Yeah.
Now, guess how many hours are inside, amen, a full week?
Yeah, come on.
168 hours in a full 7-day week.
Hey,
and you've given him 10.
Whoa.
Come on, somebody. See? See, and now I don't say this to down nobody.
Come on.
I don't say this to discourage nobody. I say this to share with you, amen, to break it down because sometimes we needed it broke down for, you know, and just to really see from a perspective, amen, that, you know, whenever we try to get you plugged in, amen, to give God your time, amen, now you know what you're giving him. Come on, somebody, amen. But you know what? That's why it's important, amen. That's why it's... Now, imagine those that don't give their tithes. Imagine those that they only come on Sunday morning. Huh? Are we going to be able to take the world with that type of offering? Huh? Are we going to be able to take the city of Grand Prairie? Huh? Huh? How many of you, you're waiting for your family to get saved? Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You're waiting for your loved one to get saved. Amen. I have some sisters. Amen. One right here in... She lives in Texas, amen. She lives not too far from here. And then I have another sister, amen. She lives in California. A lot of my family, they live in California, amen. And, you know, and then my mom, you know, pastor always mentions it all the time, you know. My mom, amen, she's the one who sent Michael up here into the home. He was running amok in the streets out there in California. And then, you know, she's a bartender, amen. And so, you know, but, you know, She's there. She's serving as a bartender within, one of the bars over there. And one of these guys comes around. His name was Michael. You all know him. And he was hopeless.
Yeah, right.
He was hopeless. He was running the streets. He was stuck on meth. If you've ever done that drug, you know what it feels like, right?
Yeah.
If you've ever been addicted to a drug, heroin, meth, alcohol, maybe it was your son or your daughter. You know what it feels like, to cry for them at night.
Yeah.
You don't know if they're ever gonna come home at night. They leave at night. Come on, somebody, and they're out there walking the streets. They're out there getting high, getting partying. You know, I remember when I was a little kid. Amen. I was a little kid and for about maybe 2 or 3 years, amen, my mom kind of, she left, amen. She left me and my sisters, amen, and she was out there and she was, she was just getting high and just living that lifestyle, right? And we wouldn't hear from her. You know, we would hear maybe once a month or once a week or something like that, right? She would call us, and then I would get so happy because I know that she's still alive.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness, she's alive. And then I would try to call her, I missed my mom, amen. And so, I remember, coming to the point to where she wouldn't answer none of our phone calls, but I left her a message, a voicemail, and it was that song, "What Will You Do When the Party's Over?" You ever heard that song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What will you, right?
The party's over, yeah.
And because, what are you going to do when the party's over? Amen. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because there's people out there in the hurting. They're lost. And if we're going to build a legacy, if your family's going to get saved, amen. If your loved one's going to get saved, amen. If they're going to come to church, if you're going to serve God for the rest of your life, amen. It's important that we back up the vision,
amen,
with our finances here this morning, amen. And like I said earlier, it's not easy to preach on finances, amen. You know, it's not easy. It's like pulling teeth. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really is. It really is. But if you have first of all, you got to understand, amen, that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. That the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So nothing belongs to you. Your wife don't belong to you. Ouch. Sorry, boo. I married you. But you belong to Jesus. Your son, your children, they're a gift from God. A gift from God. So we're just taking care of it. We're just being stewards. That's it. Nothing belongs to us. So why are you trying to hold back the tithe? Amen. Why are you holding back? Why are you robbing God of the tithe? It don't even belong to you. It's holy. It's holy. Do you understand what holy means? I believe we live in a world that we forgot what holiness is. Holiness is a reverence for God. Amen. Holiness is something that is set apart for God. It is not for you. It is not for your son. It's not for your family. But it is for the things of God. It is holy. But we live in a world that we don't respect holiness no more. We don't respect holiness. And the tithe is holy. It's to build God's kingdom.
Yeah.
It's to build the kingdom of God. Amen. But I believe that we have some tithers in the house.
Yeah.
Come on, praise the Lord here this morning if you're a tither. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. I want you to stand with me here this morning. Amen. Here this morning, it only does it justice here this morning, amen. As for the altar call, what we're gonna do is we're gonna pick up a second offering.
Amen.
Amen. And so here this morning I'm gonna call up the ushers, and we're gonna give to the Lord, amen. Maybe here this morning, amen, maybe you held back the tithe. Right? You held back the tithe, you didn't give to the Lord, amen. The tithe, what belongs to him. Or maybe you were thinking, well, what should I give? Or or I don't know, maybe money's funny right now. Amen. And you said, I got to hold back the tithe because I got to, I got to pay my bills. Huh? The tithe is holy. Amen. The Bible says that God will devour the tests.
Amen.
Huh? That he will devour, that he will throw open the floodgates of heaven. Huh? For those that give, that you're faithful in your tithes and your offerings here this morning. Huh? Here this morning, amen. If you're here this morning, you could, maybe you already gave. Amen. You gave already your tithes, your offerings. Amen. Your United We Can. Amen. Then I want to see if you can match me. Amen. Match me with a 20. If you can give more, then give more. Amen. I know. We know. Come on. Right? We know what time it is.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Blessing time.
Huh?
Blessing time.
It's tax. Tax time. Right. Come on now. Don't be acting like you ain't got no money right now. Come on now. Right? The Lord knows. Amen. Mama didn't raise no food. Huh? Here this morning. Amen. Let's give to the Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray for the offering. Amen. And then as you come up, amen, you can give to the Lord. And if you want to remain at the altar, I want to say a word of prayer for you. Maybe you need a breakthrough. Maybe you need, amen, a touch from God. We're going to spend a few moments in the presence of God. Amen. But I want us to get a special offering and give to the Lord here this morning. Sow a seed. If you got a love, if you have a need, we were taught this. Sow a seed.
That's right. Amen.
If you have a need, then sow a seed here this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Just lift your offering to the Lord. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, Lord, that you will touch hearts here this morning. God, we rebuke the spirit of greediness. We rebuke the spirit, God, Lord, of selfishness. God, we bind up the strong man that causes people to hold back, Lord. Father, I pray that, God, you would, Lord, that they would know, that your people would know that through their finances that we're able to reach a hurting people, that we're able to have recovery homes, that we're able, God, to reach the world for Jesus. I pray that you would bless the offering, God, right now in the name of Jesus. When you're ready to give, come on up. Give to the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have a loved one and they're lost out there, then come to the altar and stand in proxy, amen. If you need a healing, if you need to be healed, maybe you're sick in body, amen. Maybe you're feeling pain in your back, amen. You know, maybe you don't have no joy in your life. Come to the altar and let us pray for you here this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give that to the Lord.
I'm turning 24 tomorrow.
Come on. Woo!
And God's been faithful in my life. He's done. He's moved in my life, and he's so good. He's so good.
Amen.
I wouldn't imagine turning 24 if it wasn't for me. You know, getting saved. You know,
come on, that's right.
So I'm turning 24. I'm a saved young woman of God.
Amen.
Moving in my life. I'm living a woman's home now. Something I never thought I would be doing.
Well,
being serving in full-time ministry.
Mom,
married to a men's home director, Pastor Josh, too, who loves the Lord and serves the Lord and who leads me to the Lord. And I just thank God for each and every one of you in my church. I love my church. Let's go ahead and stretch out our hands towards Sister Esme. Lord, we pray this morning, my God, and we, first of all, my God, we thank you, my God, for giving her, my God, another year, my God. And we pray, my God, that you continue, my God, to fill this year, my God, with new dreams, my God, new hopes, my God. Lord, that you continue, my God, to pour yourself out unto her, my God, that this is another year of growth, my God. Lord, we thank you, my God, for putting her here, my God, and we pray, my God, that you continue, my God, to give her, Lord, her heart's desires, my God. We thank you, my God, for filling her life, my God, with joy, my God, peace and happiness, my God, and we pray that you continue, my God, to be with her, my God, for the rest of her life, that she continues to serve you, my God, with that fire, my God, that you've given to her, my God. We praise you this morning, my God, and we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.